All right, this is James Gillen, your host. We've got another great show, and a couple of things I need to get out of the way before we start. We've got the Transformation Celebration Friday, June 28th through Monday, July 1st, actually, and we're going to have Neil Kramer, Spencer Barkley, Laura Eisenhower, Joel Garbin, John Kelly, Itasha, James Gillen, Mark Peebler, and our guest on the show, Victoria Lilinquist, and so it's going to be an incredible event. We're going to have special music guests like Anahata and the Sacred Sound Current and Bitterroot and Star Nation. So it's going to be a great time. If you want to come and explore the ancient and modern spirituality, group mandala yoga, natural phenomenon, philosophy, sovereign law, free energy technology, UFOs, Native American wisdom, traditions, energetic healing, and more, be enriched, inspired, and energized as you share in a wide spectrum of fascinating knowledge with pioneers of new thought, new technology, and spiritual wisdom. Come join us. It's going to be an amazing event. And every time we have one of these events, we have major UFOs fly over and buzz us. So our brothers and sisters on high are going to put on a little show for us. I'm sure they always do. So anyway, with that out of the way, I want to welcome our next guest. We have Victoria Lilinquist, and she's dedicated to serving humanity as we step through the portal of our new Earth, uniting with our families and the universe. And she does angelic and lightship Merkaba contactee, international TV, radio guest, lecturer, award-winning film producer, recording artist, clinical hypnotherapist, intuitive spiritual consultant, and a healing practitioner for over 30 years. So she's been at this for quite a while and very adept at what she does. So without any further ado, I want to welcome Victoria on the show. Victoria, you're with us.
Good afternoon, James. It's great to hear your voice and be with you.
You too. You've always been a soul sister and a fellow traveler through the stars, and it's great to reconnect.
Well, it certainly is, and it's such an exciting time right now, and it's the domino effect, and we've got some great things coming. There's going to be some roller coaster rides, but it is it's truly a wonderful experience to just be present in this dimension right now.
Mm-hmm. Boy, speaking of roller coaster rides, I've stepped off of a few and in my life recently, and it's pretty crazy out there. It's I know you're telling me the same thing, that you're getting inundated with calls and you know, about what's going on. I'd love to hear some of the, what you're experiencing and you know, with the with all the processing going on.
Well, it's been an interesting couple of months. The first couple of weeks of April, most people that were calling were all experiencing the exact same emotional issues. It seemed they were feeling lethargic. They were feeling very sleepy, high anxiety, and just, you know, didn't really understand why they were feeling what they were feeling, but it just is was really intense. And then we had the Boston bombing.
Yeah.
And then of course, you know, I had my visitation and everything. So there was just so many things coming through. But one of the things I've found is that people are doing some very off-key things with their personalities, with their relationships, with their just their direction in life. Like all of a sudden they're picking up and moving someplace different. For they say, I don't know really why I'm doing this, but I just have to go be close to family. And I think that one thing that I see happening, James, is many people are deciding to be close to their families because we are really getting into the thick of the earth changes are going to, they've already started happening much quicker, close together. And I'm sure that you've been feeling all that also. But the one thing I mentioned to you in my email, a lot of people are saying, Victoria, I've gained like 10 pounds in the last week and I'm not even eating. Now, James, have you had anybody saying that to you?
Actually, yes, but it's funny with me. I lost about 17 pounds. So I went on and it's weird. It just fell off, and I just kind of willed it, I guess. But and then just cut back on some things. But the and got a lot of exercise. But at the same time, the weight is still trying to come back on, because I know a lot of times body mass holds energy, and so when we're trying to anchor energy in, a lot of times we put on a lot more water weight or mass just to hang on through these shifts and times.
Well, I think that's what I've found, is that everyone I spoke to, they said we all felt it the same week. Mm-hmm. So there you go. It's part of our mutation process in this transformational journey. And this one person said to me, well, I think maybe we need to have more light so that we can withstand some of these solar flares and energy bursts that we're having.
Yeah. I know it's interesting you're talking about people going back to their families. I know I've seen that with people sometimes. Some people are moving and aligning with their spiritual families, and they're going for a whole different world, and they're ready to ascend and align with the new consciousness and energy and live in peace and harmony with each other, while others are going back into the thick of it, you know, back into their biological families, you might say, just to, you know, old relationships, everything else, just to clear the past, just to go clean up the past, because they need those reflections or those mirrors to work out their issues, and they can't do it in a place where people are, you know, living in peace and harmony.
Well, and we are part of the dynamics that we were raised in, and I think we do have to go back and heal the past and also be of assistance, because many people are starting to wake up, even more mainstream people are coming around and saying, well, yeah, I guess I don't think you're quite as crazy as I did 10 years ago. And so we're being guided to just be, we really have to be in the moment, because each moment we are called upon to either be a teacher or an example, or to just hold that light. And I know that the activity in the skies is really ramping up over the world also.
Yeah, definitely. I'm getting that too. And here too, we're just having one massive power up after other. We've been seeing some landings close by, and some other things have been happening here, and beings just walking around the property that are, you know, fifth and sixth dimensional beings, even seventh dimensional beings are walking around the property here. Things have really kicked up. So the veils between worlds are getting so thin right now, and you know, the UFOs, as you said, are appearing around the world in mass, you know, and on top of that, the earth changes have escalated, you know, the earth's expanding, you know, she's getting ready to give birth to a whole new world, you know, phase into the new world. But you know, this process is getting really interesting, and everything that you and I've talked about for years is now finally manifesting, and you know, people can't live in denial anymore.
We're finally not the broken record, James.
Yeah. you know what I was told the other day? I was told that, you know what, you've done your part. Now sit back and observe. Like
enjoy the ride.
Yeah. Like nature is going to speak for you. You know, spirit and nature, or source and nature, is going to speak for you from here on out. All you need to do is focus on your own, you know, healing and awakening, and you know, try to bring in the highest frequency possible.
Well, that's true, and I think that's what a lot of people are finding, that it's better not to get ahead of yourself making plans too far ahead. You just really need to feel the earth under your feet and create that heaven on earth within you and that peace. I would really like to share the visitation that I had, if that's okay.
Sure.
With you. Well, back on the 27th of April, I was, you know, a year ago I had had a serious car accident where my gas pedal had got stuck and I just about, you know, lost my life. And so I was having a nightmare and I was reliving that accident thinking, oh no, please don't do this to me again. And I jumped out of bed, woke up, and went over to turn the heater down in my bedroom. And before I got back to my bed, I was looking out the window, and all of a sudden, it didn't look like my window. It looked like the Garden of Gethsemane, but at nighttime. And at least I thought that's what it was. I didn't know for sure until I got a daytime photo later. But then from behind me, literally, there were two hands on each of my arms, kind of holding me like a good friend would hold you and say, you know, hang in there, Victoria, it's going to be okay. And I, all of a sudden, I looked to my left, and there I saw Jesus standing right next to me. And I saw what he was wearing. His face was about, you know, 15 inches away from me. And I said, is it time? And I thought perhaps that maybe he was coming to take me. And he said, yes, it is time. And but he was not referring to taking me personally. But what he was referring to was when in 1981, when I actually did die and I went to the other side, I was shown all of the earth changes. I was in a big room with some other people, and Jesus took us to show us what was coming, the tornadoes and the volcanoes and hurricanes and earthquakes. And that's when he sent me back into my body. And so I realized that he was saying, yes, it is time for those events to start having the domino effect. And so be it. Well, right after the 27th of April, James, Earth changes really, the four volcanoes were going off at the same time. The Italian earthquake or volcanoes had gone off 13 times since the first of the year, the Italian volcano. And then we had Oklahoma, and we're seeing everything happening really quickly now. And so it's kind of like put on your light body, put on your flight jacket, put on your, and I just know we're going to have an amazing time together as a group up there at your beautiful sanctuary. And the Brotherhood have told me that we are going to have some phenomenal things that perhaps have not happened yet there that will unfold, because it is time, James. It is time.
Yeah, I'm feeling that too. And you know, I was talking to somebody the other day that was very left-brained, you know, scientific, you know, and I was talking to him, and he said, well, what are the ETs saying? And I told him, I said, well, they're talking about God is coming, you know. And he goes, well, that doesn't sound very ET. And I said, well, they're very spiritually and technologically advanced beings. And I said, they see God as a frequency and a force, you know, not as a little old man with a beard. And so, you know, I've been looking at the frequencies and the energies coming in with the gamma ray bursts. We're getting hit with one gamma ray burst after another, and the gamma rays are seventh dimensional consciousness. It's the plane of bliss. You know, that's that level of consciousness we're getting slammed with from all these different systems right now. And on top of that, we're getting hit by the solar flares. We're getting hit by cosmic rays. All of these things are going on. The Earth is just ripe. I mean, she is so expanded right now. She's got to release, you know, and give birth to something. So, you know, with all these volcanoes going off and earthquakes and the severe weather that's escalating now exponentially, it's undeniable that there is a frequency and a force, and there is an evolution that's going on, that's a quantum leap, and we're in the middle of it, and there's no denying it. And I'm saying what's happening is that these gamma ray bursts and solar flares and all the cosmic energies coming in are affecting us right down to the DNA level, and activating anything we're holding in our fields, like the wounded little girl or the wounded little boy are being activated right now, and the past life trauma is being activated. Everything in our field that doesn't align with that loving, joyous God or goddess within, that blissful being, is being activated by this higher consciousness and energy as it's introduced into this system. And, you know, we need to really surrender and let go and let that the inner healer take over and really get on with our own awakening and healing process.
Well, and I think that it goes into the forgiveness of the past, the forgiveness of the choices, moving away from I should have, would have, could have, should have, would have, could have. You know, you hear that from so many people right now.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We have to stop looking back, and we have to look forward, and we have to really have the intent of creating what we want our beautiful reality to look like and be, no matter if the walls are falling around us. And of course, I've said this before, probably on your show, that sometimes I feel a little like James Bond, that I just walk through the torpedo land but I'm not touched, I'm protected. And I say this to everyone, that if you let that your auric field and your light body expand, so that no matter when the Academy of Rose sent out that beautiful YouTube, I don't know if you ever saw that, but it talked about the balls of fire of Saint Germain rolling down the mountain. But no matter what's coming, people, it's time for you to claim your destiny and to be in joy. And every single day, do something for someone else, be in service, do something loving and nurturing for yourself, and just really be listening from within, because our DNA, we know on a higher consciousness exactly the timing that is unfolding. And so we will go into that autopilot state of mind to respond, react. I don't really like that word react, but to respond accordingly, which will assist us now with the relationships that I know many are going through some turbulent times. We just have to allow each person to work through their issues, because none of us can go through the eye of the needle holding hands.
Yeah.
We have to do it singularly, if you're diving off the high dive, you dive, and you dive with your hands together in the namaste position, and we each have to do that, but then we can unite and come together as we move through those doorways.
Mm-hmm. It seems like that process, there does seem to be choices being made, you know, and we all have our time. There's an old saying, don't wake up a sleeping baby, you know, because it's just going to scream and yell at you, and then you're going to have to take care of it. But, you know, it's, and we all have that timing. And I have seen some people are very, very wounded, you know, very deeply wounded, childhood wounds, past life, whatever. And there's still, the ego is still driving their boat, you know, and they're going to hang on to that angry, wounded child driving their boat until their boat just has a total, you know, crashes on the rocks and sinks or whatever.
Right.
But, and it's sad, you know, but there's sometimes you have to just, like, get off the boat, you know.
Well, and you have to kind of allow people to work through that stuff, too.
Yeah.
We can't, I think you've said it before, I can't be that person's savior, you know.
Exactly.
You and I have walked this path, but we're not here to save anyone. We've just been way showers, and we've been messengers, and we've been laying the groundwork, just like we did as ancient ones when we laid the all of the information into the deep scrolls of the seas of this planet. And so at this point in time, it's not about, you know, going out there and trying to fix everybody, but we are here. And like at the conference, I know that there's lots of wonderful speakers that are coming. Myself as well, I will be sharing my healing gifts. I will be there to do short sessions or longer sessions with people to help them stabilize or clear, get some answers, have some tone energy placed in them. I'll be doing a lot with my music in the event, which is going to be very healing on a subconscious cellular level, and it will activate as well as the film footage that I will be showing, as well as I'm sure some of the other speakers and the wonderful footage that you have too. But I have found that the sacred language of light that I've been blessed to capture on film, literally, James, it activates through the third eye the encodements that are within us to help us move through this you know, this is the final exam, I guess.
Yeah.
So those experiences will be really helpful. And of course, if there's people that do not make it to the conference, they can always contact me to access those films, because they're really a tool. They're an activation tool. And James, I am so excited to join you this summer, because, you know, I've wanted to come every year. I've wanted to come, and you've invited me every year. And I'm actually not going to my 40th class reunion so I can be with you.
You don't want to go there. There's a bunch of old people there.
I don't have anything in common.
It'll scare you. You know, I went back to a class reunion, and I went, oh, my God, I'm not one of them. No, I'm just kidding. But
I'm just so happy that it's that it's falling together, because I feel that there's a really divine timing of the fact that I am coming up there this particular year.
Yeah.
And with everything you're feeling, I'm feeling, and so many people, we're all, it's like the 100th monkey, you know, we all have been feeling it, right?
Yeah, I should explain that a little further. I mean, I love the people in school that I was with and everything else, but when I when I see them, it's sad to me, because I had a near-death experience, and I stepped out of that world. And, you know, I was in a very materialistic world, as we all know, at the time. And there's a lot of stress in that world, and it's not very conscious. It's not plugged into soul and spirit, and it just drains your life force. You know, it's very hard on you. And when I see a lot of people that haven't stepped out of that continued in that world, you know, the frequency of that and the energy of that and is rough, you know, because you go, oh my God, you know, like I'm the same age as these people, you know. And when you do choose a real spiritual path, you retain your youth, you know, and you retain your energy and your vitality, and it's just a whole different way. One of my teachers was amazing, because she was, I think when she was 60 something, she looked 40, you know. It's all about, I know you too, you've retained your youth very well too.
So. You haven't seen me for a while, James,
yeah.
But that's okay.
Yeah, Well, I'm sure you
look much... I have a young spirit, no matter if I'm a fossil or not. But
yeah, you look younger than your age, I'm sure. But anyway, it goes back to that, the woman I was talking about. Her name's Laura Lee. She is amazing. She has such a high spirit and such a wonderful practice and focusing always on the positive. And she teaches piano, and she teaches these kids, and she never says you're doing it wrong or that's not right. Or she goes, try this way. And she always shows them, there's never any negativity in anything that she does. And so because of that, she's maintained, a very high frequency, and her cells are all vibrant, and she's, it's just amazing. But I think about that, in our present day society, we're so focused on everything external that rather than internally maintain our beauty and our youth and everything else, we're all trying to do it externally, which ends up crashing in the end. It's just, painted on, in the end. And when you wash it all off, you go, oh my God, who was that person,
I think earlier? That's the thing. You're not the same person. You're not the same person, and I'm not. I don't feel like I'm the same person either.
Yeah.
No?
No, not at all. But, we were having a long talk about it the other day about how we are so programmed to try to find everything, our love, our joy, our acceptance, our approval, our security, everything, on an exterior level because of the matrix that we're in, and until we start going within and break those patterns, that all is just a fleeting, a fleeting program. It's never going to maintain itself. It's never going to hold up, same thing in relationships, if we're looking to somebody else to provide our security, for us or to provide the love and the joy and whatever else we need, and we haven't found it within, that too is going to fall apart.
Well, and I do think that that's one of the things we have to remind ourselves daily, just about that joyfulness, that child within, because we are returning to the Garden of Eden. We are returning to the innocence, and even the animals around us. I've noticed that that my clients, when I go to their homes, their pets just are all over me. If they could eat me, they would, but in a loving way. I mean, they just can't get enough of me. And I know that they are seeing our energy fields. Mm-hmm. And it's, I think that you have to continue to think, my cup is half full, not half empty, and always just try to find the blessing in every trial, the miracle in every day, because there's a lot of people in the world that are, they're really attached to, I guess, enjoying that other side of the pendulum that you and I don't want to go to.
Yeah.
And so... you and I are sort of, we're the leprechauns that are, the Pied Pipers that are saying, come and dance and sing and be and remember who we really are, the children of the light.
Yeah, so I tell people, I said, I'm here to create a template, of heaven on earth and a place where people can live in harmony with each other and nature and to focus on service, to humanity and the earth. And if you're not part of that program, then you're not going to get through the gates, or you're not going to stay very long, that's for sure. But, that's the problem with holding that frequency on a very high vibrational piece of property that we're on right now, this vortex, is that it's your best friend in one way, because it's going to bring up all your stuff to let you heal and look at it, but it's your worst enemy, because it's not going to let you avoid it.
Right. You have to face the dragons if they're still peeping their heads through. You have to face them and say, look, go play in another dragon kingdom.
Yeah, you can't just keep avoiding and dismissing and blaming and projecting. You know, there comes a time when you have to go, wait a second, this is my dragon. I need to own it and, you know, clear it and heal and do whatever's necessary. Make a full commitment, you know, to that process, you know, or go find some other dragons to play with that match your frequency, you know.
Exactly. Well, do you think we're going to get a suntan while we're out there in the garden at your sanctuary?
I'm sure we are because, you know, we're having a little rainy weather here, but right before that, I mean, it was, you know, we were out just in shorts, no shoes and no shirts, you know, getting a nice tan working in the garden. So, but we just had a little rain spell come through here, but it's passing. I know this weekend it's going to be nice and hot and sunny again. Too, so, and we got a great group coming up here too. We got about 40 people coming up from Yelm, and then some other people here. So it's going to be an awesome weekend. But it's I'd say, you know, the thing here is if the weather's clear and the skies are clear, you're going to see all kinds of ships flying around here. And if it's not clear, sit down and clear it. You know, open up a hole. That's what the vortex does. It'll open up a hole so you can see the ships, and if it's not time to see the ships, then the orbs are flying everywhere, and we can show people how to see those and photograph those. So there's so much going on here, you know. But it is important to realize this is an inner experience here, much more than an outer experience.
Exactly. And you know what I found, James, is that when I took a group of people out, it was a rainy night. We were all standing there with our umbrellas, but I had gotten the transmission that I was going to have three different sightings happen that night, and they came busting through the clouds. It was phenomenal. And the other thing is that I've found is that, you know, we were doing some toning, and I happened to take a photograph of like this little prayer circle thing that was kind of close to us. And then when I got the photograph, when it came through, there was actually a ship sitting there observing us. Uh-huh. But we didn't see it because we were all focused on looking out at the skies. And so I just say to people, you know, definitely keep an open mind, because just because you don't see what perhaps in your mind is your expectation of what an encounter or a sighting is, the presence of these large motherships that I've gotten on film, I mean, they're everywhere. And I've been talking to the Brotherhood, and they have assured me that there's going to be some pretty exciting. I mean, I know that you always have excitement up there, in within and without and above and below, and I feel that this will be a equally and maybe even over the top, specifically because it is time. It is time for these things to move to the next level of intensity and magnitude.
Yeah, I've been getting that too really clearly. And this past week, I guess from the, I don't know where we're at, night, we're about like the 26th or something. I don't even know what the date today is.
Today is the 28th.
Oh, the 28th. That shows how much.
I know it's the 29th, maybe.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, this past week of May, this past week has just been intense. And we've been slammed by one gamma ray burst after another, along with the solar flares. And the PK index is off the scale. Right now we're in the middle of a electron storm, you know. So, with all this energy right now, I've been feeling it. It's like they've been explaining to me right now. They said everything, our relationships, the institutions,
monetary,
everything, yeah, the economic system, the institutions, the religious institutions, the governmental institutions, you know, all of these institutions, including our own relationships, everything is being just pushed to the max, and everything that can't align with universal law is going to fall apart. So this old 3D world that we're in is phasing out, and we're phasing up into another world. So we're going to have to let go of the old paradigm, the old program. And if we can align with universal law, you know, which is basically universal peace and brother-sister love and individual freedom and prosperity for everybody, equality, you know, all the basics. You know, if we can't align with that, and we can't align with, you know, just the basics of being loving and honest and loyal and service to others, you know, that just the basics. If we can't hold on to those, that we're going to have a real hard go of it. We're going to have one big hard lesson after another, and in a way, it's a necessary process to let spirit take over and get us, you know, through this shift. So our egos, you know, or the wounded little boy or the little girl, whatever's driving your boat right now, is going to have to crash it several times, sometimes, you know, on the rocks before it totally gives up. You know, even if that means crossing over, it's going to have to give up eventually, because that old program, you know, the old wounded paradigm, you know, the old patriarchal separation game, all of that stuff is coming to an end.
As well as the fact that we're going through the labor pains before the rebirth.
Yeah.
And I always loved that song by Kenny Loggins. I don't know if you ever heard that, but it's, "When will we see the light upon the ocean, shining like a star, leading us onward to a new world, a new beginning." And it's in front of us. It's here. And but when you're going through the labor pains, it's not always a walk in the park.
No.
But you know, you get through it, and like the person that's had the baby, you know, they're miserable, and then they say, "Oh, I'll never have another kid." And as soon as that baby's born, they go, "Oh, honey, when can we get pregnant again?"
I know. I've seen that, and I just go, "Oh my God!" You know, I go, "Don't you remember what you just went through?" And it's like, yeah. And even my niece just had a couple kids, and same thing, and she wanted to have another one right after the first one, and it was rough, and you know, and I just think about I don't know what happens with women. I think they have this mind wipe or something after birth. There's some kind of a process. But, I mean, if a man had to give birth, it'd kill him. And he'd never give birth again if he survived the first one, you know.
Yes, it's an interesting thing. I mean, I raised 5 stepkids, but I never actually went through the birth process, bringing children into the world. But I feel like every person that's on my healing table is my child. And so, but it is interesting, the resilience that people have when they've been through something. And even the people that, like, watching those people from the Boston Marathon, and how much courage that young man had at that baseball game, where I don't know if he lost his legs or they rolled him out there and they let him throw the first ball at a game. Mm-hmm. And you know, they're just, no matter what they go through, they stay positive and they just keep on trucking. And so, you know, that's why we have each other, you know.
Yeah. I don't know what to believe on all those things, because when the in the bombing thing, you know, they rolled that guy around twice, you know, to get a camera shoot on him, and then one time they had an equipment failure, his bloody leg fell off, and they tried to stick it back on. But I don't know. I saw some crazy video around that whole bombing. None of it adds up. But I really don't want to go there in this radio show. But you know, everything I looked at in that whole scenario just did not add up. And it's another thing to keep people in fear. You know, we need protection.
Oh, exactly. My niece actually ran that race, and she had crossed the finish line about 10 minutes before the bomb thing.
Yeah.
And so it was very scary for her to be running around with it. But, you know, she said to me that she didn't even realize how bad it was till she got home and saw the news. So you just don't know. They're amplifying it more for their particular agenda. Mm-hmm. And we have to just kind of, you know, not even engage in the energy of it, because it is part of the agenda, the other agenda. And you know, also someone called me about the tornadoes and told me a different scenario about that my friend was in that tornado and she was in the cellar and it just barely missed her, but I really feel that the dark side is just, and you and I have spoken about this before, and that is that they're trying very, very hard to pull people their direction and make them feel like there's no hope. And you know, we know from the psychotronic and the radionics that they can create any earth change scenario that they want. Mm-hmm. And did we talk, James, when that ring of Saturn that looked like a tornado, had we spoken about that? I mean, it was interesting how that particular, I think it was right before that, but those photographs of Saturn, and it showed that storm that looked just like a hurricane tornado kind of thing on Saturn, but it really impacted us down in the root chakra. So everything's affecting us.
Yeah, it does. I mean, we're having, you know, when I looked at, we have this huge planetary alignment going on. We've got the alignment with Galactic Plane. We have the alignment with Sirius and Alcyon. And the latest alignment was with Pluto and Uranus, you know, which brings your deepest, darkest stuff up, and Uranus's change. And then you align that with a big, whopping solar flare, you know, and all the gamma ray bursts going on. It's like, you know, everything is ripe for the planet to just burst, burst up to a new level. And I think that's going to continue all the way to 2016. But I think we're going to have some big, big changes here real soon between now and July that we're going to have to keep an eye on and really pay attention to, and realize that these changes are going to affect us, you know, our mental and emotional bodies. They're going to bring up all of our old wounds and traumas from the past. They're going to be there's going to be a huge increase in volcanic activity, which we're seeing right now. There's volcanoes going off everywhere.
Boy.
And earthquakes, and we're probably going to get some events, some coastal events that we're going to have to pay attention to. And I mean, that's what's on the books now, but I think if enough of us wake up and start doing our work and really start calling out for this divine intervention, we can avoid a lot of this stuff, because if there's nothing to clean up, the cleanup doesn't have to happen.
Well, if you look at Earth as a ship, which it is, mm-hmm. we are driving the ship. So we need to navigate this ship out of the storm. And people say, well, we don't have any control, but our consciousness, we might not have the physical control, but because we are children of our Creator, we have so much more power and ability to shift the tide. And so, like you say, we have to remember to take our role, take our responsibility, and if we all come together, we can shift it. I believe that some of that's already happening. Even though a lot of things happening, it seems like there's fewer lives that are being lost, even though the devastation of things have been really, really bad. But I do believe that the human spirit is strong, and we will we will get through it, like the people of Oklahoma. Oklahoma strong, you know, mm-hmm. Boston strong. Whatever it is that we're going through, I know that. I don't know if you're empath the planet in the same things that I do, but with all these earthquakes, I feel them in my body, and I can pretty much diagnose where on the planet it's going to be, like if it's South America or Australia or over in Indonesia. And so I've been getting slammed, you know, physically, but I just, you know, try to get through it. It's not a real fun gift to have, but I do believe that it asks from me and those of you that are listening that have this empathic gift, you know, just utilize your gift of just focusing prayer and intent and protection upon the children of humanity as we go through this remodeling process.
Yeah, definitely. I know I call it the curse of sensitivity there. With this new energy, I've noticed that my sensitivity has gone off the scale, and I'm really having a hard time being around certain frequencies, and things that used to be tolerable, I can't tolerate anymore. It's like I really have to set some boundaries now. And
do you need more sleep, James? Are you feeling like you need more rest?
Yeah, I have been getting plenty of sleep, though, but it's just with the, I'm learning to ground it, to get more grounded, and I'm seeing that's what's happening on the entire planet right now, is what happens is that people are becoming less and less tolerant of the bullshit, whatever you want to call it, you know. And
right.
And they're seeing it now. Before, it used to be hidden and swept under the rug and whatever, and now it's up for everybody to see. You know, people are waking up about Monsanto and, you know, and all these other crazy things that are going on, and the banksters, and they're waking up and they're starting to stand up, you know, and say enough's enough. So I just see a process. It's first you wake up and you start seeing it or feeling it or sensing it, and then you stand up, you know, and you say, okay, usually there's doubt. Is this me, or where's this coming from, or what's this about, you know, and then it becomes totally obvious, and then you have to stand up and do something about it. And that seems to be the process the whole planet is undergoing right now, is the wake up to what's happening, you know, feeling it, and then acknowledging that it really is happening, you know, get rid of any denial and everything, and then finally stand up and do something about it.
Isn't it also amazing, James, how now that they're taking reservations for people that want to inhabit Mars?
Yeah.
I mean, they're signing up to be part of that colonization.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd want to be on Mars.
Well, I'm not saying I do either, but yeah. what I think is interesting is that you know, back when you and I first started out doing our work, mm-hmm. People would have never even thought of that.
Oh yeah.
But things are moving really, really quick, and I think the poppy seed effect, which I call the sleepy waves, where all of a sudden you have to go out of your body, uh-huh. Those are happening a lot right now. But I know that it's part of just you know, working with us,
yeah.
in our higher consciousness. And so, you know, don't feel guilty if you have to take a power nap.
Yeah. Exactly. I definitely do that. You know, I think the Mexicans have it right with the siesta program, because it's a much more spiritual way of living. You know, speaking of Mars, I know for a fact that we can go back and forth to Mars. We've been doing it for a long time. And we have the technology. We already have bases, you know, there in the moon and things like that. But the these other programs, like, you know, NASA and other stuff, is just to keep people paying their taxes and keep people thinking we aren't doing that stuff, I guess, or we don't have that technology to keep it hidden. But you know, I'm seeing some technology starting to come out now where it's a combination of ultrasound and MRI technology, where they're just putting people in these things and removing tumors. I sent it out over our list. You know, they're putting people in these scanners, and they're just taking tumors out with ultrasound and things. No invasive operations. blood clots. They're fixing everything. It's like Star Trek technology. And I know we've had that technology for quite a long time because I know some of the people that worked on it. And I also know we have fuelless energy, and we have incredible energy devices that put out enormous amount of energy, you know, with no fuel whatsoever, as well as anti-gravity and counter-gravity. We've had that for quite some time. So the only thing we have to do is remove the blocks, remove the people that are suppressing this and not allowing this to come through, and we could have, you know, total heaven on earth. And that's been one of my dreams, knowing these people and knowing where these technologies exist, to eventually create a healing center that has that, you know, here in the physical, that has those technologies that's going to cover everything, you know, body, mind, and spirit.
Exactly. And, you know, that's a lot of what I do, because I work with a lot of cancer patients. Mm-hmm. And I've developed some gifts that I discovered that were coming through my body, that really, I mean, well, brain tumors dissolved in 3 days. And they went back in, and they went to take it out, and it had died. All the blood supply had been cut off. So I know that some of these opportunities, people are able to get through it, and they're having the miracles. And we just need to kind of put our prayer out that those people that are holding up the program, that are keeping us from moving to this next phase, that they will be bound, that they will be stopped. I mean, we don't wish anything harsh to them per se, but, you know, maybe they'll be turned to salt.
Yeah. Well, you know what I understand? What they've told me, basically, with the new frequencies coming in, that everything of a lower frequency has to go.
Yes.
And so if you are playing the fear, the guilt, the unworthiness, or the separation game, or the elite program, or whatever program you're doing, and if you're doing anything that's harmful to humanity and the earth, all of that is going to be amplified and accelerated. So the tyranny program is pretty much out the door, and those who are carrying that energy, the oppression and the enslavement and whatever program they're doing, those people are not going to be frequency specific to where the earth is going. And so they're going to fall, you know, their physical kingdoms, including their own bodies, are going to fall because they can't match the new frequencies, you know, the phasing in of the new earth and the phasing out of the old one. So I really believe, you know, and I don't say this out of wanting harm to happen to anybody. It's just, you know, energy 101. You know, the earth is shifting. She's going to the next level. She's phasing out the old grid, the old program, and anything aligned with that old grid and that old program isn't going to be allowable or to get through this process.
I think part of that, part of the outcome that you speak of, and that I'm right there with you, James, is that have you ever heard the word stupor of thought? Like the people that are participating in the other agenda, they will have a stupor of thought, and their agenda will be erased from their mind. Mm-hmm. And actually, we're all forgetting many things because we are moving. We're moving out of the old. And so, like my brother, he was talking about a lot of things he remembered from, you know, back when he was in high school. And, you know, I can hardly remember anything.
Yeah.
I am so engrossed in, well, I've spent so many hours in the field with the Brotherhood of Light, and I know you have too. And so I think that one way to heal the planet, maybe we could just ask the people that have the negative agendas have this stupor of thought, and it is erased from their mind.
You know? I think that they actually told me that's coming, and they said what it is, you know, the fields. Our consciousness actually exists outside of our body. And so whatever we're holding in our fields that's of a denser nature is going to go through like a mind wipe eventually. And we're in the cooking process of that right now, where everything is being amplified. You know, all the wounds and traumas and from past experiences, you know, the, you know, childhood trauma, everything is all being activated right now and accelerated and amplified to come up so we can heal it. But eventually there's going to be an event, I think, where that whole grid just goes down. It's like the 100th monkey event, or everybody has a different name for it, the event, you know, horizon, or, you know, everybody's given it a name. It has so many different names, but I think we're going to hit that critical mass point, you know, where it's going to shift, and then that old program, that old grid just totally collapses, and there'll be nothing to draw from anymore.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, James. I feel I know that Ed Danes, when he talks, I don't listen to him, but my friends have listened to him a lot, and he'll be on a different timeline than I am. I always feel like everything is coming sooner than someone else does, and based on what I've seen, it could happen any minute. It could happen in a year, it could happen in a month, it could happen in a day.
Yeah.
And that's why I think, but living with intent and purpose and desire and the kind of, oh, your wildest dreams, your imagination can become your reality, it's a key. It's a key to move you through this navigational time as we turn this earth, our ship, towards the new reality in the parallel, the parallel world.
And, you know, to do that, we're going to really have to release the past. That's what the Pleiadians are saying over and over again. You know, they're saying we have to release the past. You know, we can't continue creating, you know, from the wounded child or from the whatever patterns we've been creating in the past. You know, we can't keep running that program because it's not going to work anymore. It's just not aligned with where humanity and the earth are going. And so it's like they've been explaining that now is the time, especially with this big acceleration of energy, to really forgive ourselves, forgive others, you know, release the past, gain the wisdom from the experience. You know, if we need to clean up our past or clean up the mess we've made in the past, you know, go for it. I mean, it's been really nice for me because I've gotten letters from exes recently, and I got 3 or 4 letters, which I really value, and they were apologies, and said, you know what? Yeah, and they said, you know what? I was naive. You know, I made some decisions. I see now who you are and what you're doing, and I understand it. I didn't understand it at the time. I was in my own program, you know, my own selfish needs or whatever like that, and I'm sorry, you know, and they apologize. And that was so heartwarming for me, and you know, because there's a part of you that doubts yourself. Go, God, man, I can't be this the asshole they've been projecting on me. I'm a nice person,
right?
You know what I mean? Yeah. You know, I've been doing all I've been totally loving, kind, and loyal, and honest, and wanting the best for everybody, and service oriented. You know, where is all this coming from? You know, and after a while, it just gets old. You know, and you get beat up by it, but it's nice that it's finally coming full circle, and that people are actually, you know, taking a deep look. It might take, you know, a year, 2 years, 5 years, whoever. I don't think we have that time anymore,
you know,
to do that. But I mean, I'm just amazed at how many people are actually
opening their hearts.
Yeah, and
they're seeing that all the things that you have done and all the service, that it hasn't been a personal agenda for you. You have been on a mission, and I've been on a mission. I mean, I think people say, you just can't be that nice. people just aren't that nice and that giving. And I go, well, sorry, but that's sort of the way I was raised.
Yeah.
And I might seem unusual, but it's not self-serving. And I think it is beautiful that those people wrote to you, and because, you know, when you put so much out there and, you know, you're taking a lot of bullets, James, and I've taken my share of bullets too, but we're still standing, and now people, I think that's where the stupor of thought, maybe the old things that they believed are leaving their minds, and their spiritual eyes are opening up so they can recognize what is really waiting for them if they can shift their consciousness.
Yeah. Jana said something funny. She said something. She goes, hanging with the James. She goes, you got to up your game. You know, it's like, it was kind of funny. And, you know, I could take that with the ego and run with it, but I'm not. But I do understand it. You know, it's called the wake of a yogi, or when you are carrying a very high frequency and you're holding that frequency, and especially the land here, you know, people are going to go through their stuff, and it's going to happen. And you know, when it does happen, we have to buck up and own it, not project and blame and create more chaos and confusion and drama. You know, it's we don't have the luxury of time to do that anymore, because the energies coming in are so hot and so fast that if we don't heal these things, we are going to have our own personal, you know, train wrecks and learn things with the real hard lessons, which is what I'm seeing is coming down. And it's sad too, because I'm really learning, you know, because the compassion, you know, and love I have for others, I'm going, don't you see the train wreck? I wish I couldn't see the future and see the patterns and see what's going to manifest and, you know, observe what's outside of universal law, knowing that there's going to be a reaction to those choices and actions. You know, there's a part of me that almost wish, you know, I didn't know that. You know, ignorance is bliss.
Exactly. You know, but I said the same thing to someone the other day. I said to him, I wish that you could just step into my brain and see what I have been shown and know what I know with every breath that I breathe. I have seen the new reality. I have seen the heaven on earth. I know what it looks like. I've seen how it will unfold. And I know that it's a blink of an eye away. It's so close. And it's like that song that I sent to you on when we sent my bulletin out about my visitation from Jesus. Do you remember that song that Elton John did? You know, love is the opening door. Love is what we came here for.
Yeah.
No one could offer you more. Do you know what I mean? It's very hard to leave the life we leave behind, but there's no other way, and now it's really up to you. It's really up to all of us to embrace that love. I mean, it all comes back to love.
It does. You know, that's what Muktananda said. There's two reasons for everything on the planet, basically love and lack of love, you know. And but, you know, on that note, we're going to have to sign off because we're out of time. It's been awesome. It always has and always will be, I'm sure. And I can't wait to see you up here at the event, you know, coming this June 28th through July 1st.
Great, James. I look forward to it. And if anyone wants to get a hold of me to set up anything ahead of time, they can write to Victoria@victoriaslight.com.
Great. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
All right. Thank you. Many blessings to you, James.
All right.
See
you too.
You soon. Okay.
Also, too, if you want to find out more about this event, send an email to ESETI Reservations@gmail.com. ESETI Reservations@gmail.com. And if you go ahead and send an email, we'll give you more information on this, because we've changed things around a little bit here, and everything is done by private invitation. So anyways, James Gillen signing off. Have a great evening. Good night.